back to his time on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news. I'm your host, Pastor Jonathan Fisk, and I have some important guests with me today in studio, President Matthew Harrison, president of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, and President Terry Forkey, president of the Montana District of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, to talk about something called the mustache resolution, which came about at the Synodical Convention this last summer. And I've seen a lot of pictures about this. I know both these men have, well, mustaches I'm envious of. I don't know if you know a listener out there, but I can't grow facial hair even if I try. And so I watch these guys and I'm a little jealous, but apparently they're threatening to make each other shave somehow. So Matthew, President Harrison, what's this all about?
Well, something came up at the convention, and I think Terry Forkey was chairing, president of our Montana district. He was chairing one of the floor committees, and as you do that at a convention with 1,500 delegates and onlookers and everything else, you're up in front at a podium, and there are two podiums, one for the president of the synod or whoever's chairing the convention, and then the floor committees bring up various information and resolutions to be decided upon. And somehow I ended up asking the body to vote on who had the best mustache, because Terry has this glorious, I don't know, would you call that a Fu Manchu on overdrive,
no,
Terry?
No, it's a cowboy mustache.
It's a cowboy mustache.
It's almost handlebars, but not quite.
So here, let me fill in the blanks there that he's missing. So what happened was that on numerous occasions, President Harrison, at various events, has introduced me as the man with the second best mustache in the Synod.
That's nice.
And so, which is true.
I anticipated him saying that at the Synodical Convention, and so I thought, I'm just going to throw in a funny line. You know, conventions always need a little levity to take some tension off. And so when he said it, I said, "Mr. Chairman, I demand a recount." And I just thought it would be a one-time throwaway line, you know, be sort of funny, people would laugh. But President Harrison is so quick on his feet, he said, "Okay, let's vote on it," which proved to be a near fatal error for his mustache.
Uh-oh. Do you remember the vote? What was the vote?
I don't remember the numbers. I just know it just moved so quickly. I was kind of like, what are we really doing here? And then I looked up and I know I won, but I don't remember.
It was like 60-40. I was shocked and devastated.
With all the things that we could be divided over, it's good to see that this is the kind of thing that's really driving a rift in the Missouri Synod.
Yes, well, I do remember President Harrison's response was, he said, "Smitten by the LCMS again."
Nice. But this turned into something of a fundraiser now as well. Was this a follow-up?
That I don't know the history of. I don't know if President Harrison knows that. I think President Pavla just took it on himself. He thought, oh, maybe this is a good way to make some money. I don't have any more background on that.
Yeah, I didn't. Pavla was chairman of another floor committee, so when he was done with his floor committee's business, he interjected. He asked for a little more time, and he interjected and said, "We have another resolution." And so he put before the convention a resolution about raising money, and whoever raised the most money got to shave the other guy's mustache off. So, and then he also said, if we don't raise the million, that until we do raise the million, that he himself, Roger Pavla, would grow facial hair until he looked like Roland Ziegler, who is a very, he has a very, shall we say, unkempt beard,
yes,
and mustache.
Yes, professor at Fort Wayne yeah. Seminary with a long, long, that's the Fu Manchu gone crazy there, I think. So there's a date for this, though. So he's growing his right now until this final date you guys said in the end of December?
I don't think he's growing it at all.
No, so. He doesn't have to grow it unless we don't reach the 2 million.
Ah, there you go. Okay. So, and right now, so how do you reach that 2 million? People go to lcms.org/givenow and they can find a link for the mustache campaign near the bottom, and then they have to select who they're supporting when they give?
Yes, they do. They do.
And there's pictures there.
And the main point is, of course, that it's to raise money for church work students, either the seminaries or the college and university system. So
scholarships for those who are going to go into church work, Concordia Colleges, the universities, and the seminaries. Right. So it's a good bit of fun, but at the same time, attempting to raise awareness of something that is maybe not thought about a lot. The cost of college education for our church workers is quite high, given what many of them will actually be making in the parish when they're out there working. And so to help them get through without that burden of debt, which is saddling so much of our country, is really an important thing for the future of the church.
It's extremely important, and our students really struggle. And you know, the seminaries come up with enough money generally to cover the tuition for seminary education. But the biggest challenge is students who come from our Concordias and carrying a lot of undergraduate debt, and then particularly students who are married to a spouse, a wife, who has also done an undergraduate degree and
right.
Had to borrow for it. So they come into the seminaries with significant debt. So this is very significant.
So
people should, members of the LCMS should also understand the impact that student debt has when on congregations. So when a pastor comes into a congregation, and generally the first calls are small congregations, and teachers would be similar, they don't get paid very much, and they've got this debt that is a crushing load. It's very difficult for them to do the work and take care of the load at the same time. So our first calls for pastors, they don't stay very long because they need to, they would like to move to some place where they can get a little bit higher pay.
Yeah, sadly, it sort of makes them focus on the things of this world. It's what sure. Paul prayed that no man would have to deal with, but we do one way or the other. A man who's married does have to worry about that, but it's like amplifying that by putting them in a position where they have to worry about it. I remember in my time in Chicago, and we're at a church which had a school, and our starting pay for the teachers when they would come in was, oh man, barely enough for them to get an apartment in the area. And I just remember thinking about how tough that would be, again, if they were to have debt on top of that. Our church workers are a blessing to the church and what they're willing to give and do, but at the same time, that doesn't mean we should take advantage of that. We really want to put them first. So again, we're talking about then the mustache campaign, a fight of sorts between the synodical president and one of his DPs over one of the most divisive issues I can think of, the value of their facial hair. This comes out of last summer's convention, but it's all going to a good cause. You can go to lcms.org/givenow and find the mustache campaign on the bottom. Vote for the best mustache to raise money for scholarships for our church workers, and the loser gets to have his mustache shaved by the other. Now, you guys both have, really, it's not in your benefit to raise money if you can get Pavla to just have to grow hair by losing, right?
Well, nobody knows for sure whether he can grow facial
yeah,
hair.
Oh, okay, so he's got my problem.
We don't know how ugly this is going to be over time.
I
need help. Yeah. I know the percentages so far, and it doesn't look good for me. Look, I've had this mustache since I was about, 11. So I need help, folks.
I mean, you have the nickname The Stash.
Yes.
So what's going to happen when The Stash is stashless?
It'll be total embarrassment. You know, it'll like be having your head shaved in the Old Testament. It'll be complete humiliation and embarrassment.
I mean, isn't that what they did? Beards, too, in the Old Testament, right? There's one section there where the men's beards are cut off. And, man, Pavlo's kind of brutal. Forky, you feeling pretty good about your lead then?
I'm actually unaware. I'm not on the inside of this, and I don't have any spies there to tell me. So I don't know where I stand right now on that. I'm really not. No one's told me.
All right.
And it sounds like we're not forthcoming right now.
I know more information, but we are holding it to ourselves in the headquarters.
That's right. That's right. No transparency on this.
What I'm concerned about not knowing that is at the last minute, President Harrison is going to throw in a big pile of money just to make sure I lose.
Right, right. He can
you
do
something. You never know. You never
know. He's got the inside track.
Yeah.
Maybe you will have to find a few donors.
So if you're out there. Oh, go ahead.
people in Montana have had a lot of fun with it. Everywhere I go, they're rooting for me, if not contributing. I'm not so sure about that.
Well, that may be the real advantage you have then is being the president of a district. You are on the ground in one locale. You got kind of a banner of a group behind you, whereas poor President Harrison has to worry about so many souls, so many people. He can barely give time to a side event like this.
Yes, yes. Actually, I was in one of my congregations yesterday, and the Sunday school superintendent had raised the issue. Then she had a picture of both of us up, and the kids were, if they put a penny in, they, or whatever it was, and I'm not sure, they got to put a mustache up on the poster. So some people are making a big deal out of it and having a lot of fun, and I think that's a good thing for us. I mean, it's a good thing to have some fun as well as do something really important for those who serve our church.
Amen, amen, and amen.
President Forkey, you mentioned you were in a parish yesterday, and so while I got you on the line, we just got about 3 minutes left here. Why don't you tell the listeners, what does a president of a district do? I mean, where do you go to church? How often are you in a home congregation? What are you doing when you're on the road?
Well, I happen to be the pastor of a very small congregation that's 100 miles from where I live, and so I serve them twice a month. I preach there twice a month, and then the rest of the Sundays, I'm always on the road someplace, visiting someplace. So, for example, yesterday I was in one congregation in the morning and preached, visited the congregation, and then in the afternoon to another congregation 50 miles away from there. So it's a lot of travel to make sure that you're visiting all the congregations.
When you're there, you're checking on the pastor and on the people, making sure, you know, he's doing okay, his doctrine is sound, making sure the people are being fed and staying kind to each other, yeah?
Exactly, yep. So listen to the sermon, listen to how he conducts, listen to the people. And then my practice is I ask for the Bible study hour, and then I present on, do a little Bible study and then present what's going on in the Montana district and then what's going on in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. So kind of keeping everybody up to date and touching base to make sure everything's going as smoothly as it can.
And that's exactly, Terry's an excellent example of exactly what a district president or an overseer, the word is episkopos or bishop in the New Testament. If you want to know what is to happen? Look at Jesus' life. He goes, he visits, he proclaims the gospel, he cares for people in need, he gives them law and gospel. Then look especially at Paul. Paul and Barnabas visit all those churches, plant those churches, then go and visit them, make sure, and look at Paul's letters. He admonishes, he encourages, he calls them on the carpet for aberrant practice of theology. He encourages them to do better. He loves them. He has personal relationships with people in the congregations. He arranges for pastors, all those kind of things. That's what our district presidents do, and it's right in the Bible.
Sure, and it makes such a huge difference as well. I know from my time in the parish, a pastor's life is caught up with concern for his people. He, no matter what time of day it is, what day of the week it is, he's worried about the people that he's there to serve. And normally he's worried about the higher things in their life and then the daily temporal things as well. But nobody's worrying for or about him. And it makes a huge difference when you have a district president that comes in who his chief concern is the soul of that pastor versus if that job's not being done, if that support is not there. And I can attest to a particular men in our district president's group, COP, I guess I call them, Council of Presidents, who made a huge difference for me as well. So just to recap and review before we close here, talking with President Matthew Harrison of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod and President Terry Forkey of the Montana District of the LCMS about a campaign opportunity for you to get one of them to shave their most glorious mustaches off of their face by donating to Church Worker Scholarships. You can do that at lcms.org/givenow, and you'll see the pictures there. And no one's going to pressure. Well, they'll pressure you. I'm not going to pressure you about which one's got the best mustache, but whichever one you think is beautiful and should, it would be an atrocity for it to disappear from the face of the earth, that you should give a little bit of money toward making sure that stays there. And of course, if the funds are not raised, there's the beautiful benefit as well falling back on Dr. Pavla, who's he's a DP as well, president of
Mid-South District.
The Mid-South District. He'll have to try to grow hair, and apparently it would be quite a disturbing thing if that were the case, based on the gangliness of his lack of follicles. And I say that as one who has the problem myself. You're listening to His Time on Worldwide KFUO, the Messenger of Good News. I'm your host, Pastor Jonathan Fisk. We'll be back in just a few moments with your daily lectionary study. Thank you, gentlemen, for being with me.
Hey, thanks, guys. Thanks, Terry. God bless you.
Bye.